Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Katie, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Could you go slower and tell me who you are? Okay, I like surveys.
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Katie, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. So today we're actually conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you will definitely go in to vote? You're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
I'm going to vote the highest level. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in the party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main? Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? A white, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age?
65 to 75.
Okay, thank you. And now, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not sure. You know, I haven't, you know, researched it enough, but if they're going Republican, they're okay.
Okay,
we
thank
need
you.
That little bit of conservatism. No Marxism. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say affordable housing, hurricane and flooding preparation, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, protecting the environment, property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, or illegal immigration?
I think cost of living, you know, for groceries and gas is number one.
Okay, thank you. And now you will be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. If you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Holly Merrill Rashine.
I don't know of the person. I don't know anything.
Okay.
No comment on that. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Rick Ramsey.
Isn't that same?
Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I would vote for him tomorrow. Yep. Number one.
Okay. Melissa Tomey.
I don't know the name. I'm sorry.
Okay. Paul Wunderlich.
Don't know the name.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I would never vote for him.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Yes, I like Ron DeSantis.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. Same as Trump. Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Rashain, a Republican candidate?
I don't know them. I'll have to study them.
Okay.
Comment.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomei, Paul Wunderlich, or Holly Merrill Rashain?
I don't know them. I have to study them.
Okay, thank you.
I have to read about them.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashain is doing as your county commissioner?
Well, see, I didn't know that's who it was, but I think she's doing a good job, the commissioner.
Okay.
I don't know, but, you know, how things are running and what I see.
Mm-hmm.
She's good to me. I don't know if she's Republican or Democrat or what, but, you know, no impacts on my life.
Okay. So, would you say maybe strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, somewhat approve because I don't know of her and what she does, okay?
Okay.
They're too quiet.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Would you say a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
A new one that has no experience that, you know, can offer something different here, okay?
Okay.
We need change. Yeah.
Okay.
We need change.
Okay. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right. I mean, I've been here since 88, 85. So,
okay.
You know, that's okay.
Okay.
They're doing a pretty good job, you know. People don't like it, they can leave.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Would you say a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime, or a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County?
Probably future development.
Okay, thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Okay. Would you say
they could keep it, you know, the environmentally sound and the housing is needed. The people shouldn't be taking buses in and out. And if they do, they should pay for their travel.
Okay. Thank you.
People to take the buses into Homestead. Pay their travel.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, give them some housing.
Okay. Would you say that you would be strongly favor or somewhat favor on that?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and to replace the Agent Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Would you say during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes? Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better, or with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
Could you repeat that?
Yes, of course. Okay, so first option, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for an infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
I would say to increase it slightly.
Okay, thank you.
Or make the hospitals here have the right coverage. Why do we have to take them off the island? Put the money into Mariner Hospital or, you know, for coverage. They're there anyways. They have good, you know, people in there working. You know, get some specialists in. That's what I do.
Okay.
And raise the taxes to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Now, if you knew the following statements about Holy Mary Rochane were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mary Rochane in the primary election for Monroe County Commissions? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement would be, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Rochane supports effort to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Would this be much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote?
Somewhat likely. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And next
pay
one.
Pay for their travel. Or pay for their travel back and forth.
Okay. Thank you. Holy Mary Rochane is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey, because Rochane has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Would you say you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference in your vote?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Holy Rochane understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rochane has prioritized water quality improvement projects, a coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote?
Likely. Most likely. I like that.
Okay.
It's the keys.
Okay, thank you.
Fish or fish.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Holy Mary Rochane is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbies. Rochane has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life. On that one, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference. They're all the same.
Okay, thank you. Holy Mary Rochane is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has a business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference. Less likely. I mean, no difference, yeah.
Okay, thank you. During these tough times, Holly Merrill Rashane voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Most likely.
Less likely. Somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat not vote for her.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's going to do that? Yeah. That's crazy.
Okay. Okay. Holly Merrill Rashane believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. On this one, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Most likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Is that to vote for her?
Uh-huh. If this was
most likely,
uh-huh.
It's most likely to vote for her, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that. Most likely to vote for her. Okay. Most likely.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one, Holly Merrill Rashane has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashane has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. On this one, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomey, Paul Wunderlich, or Holly Merrill Rashane?
Probably Holly.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Merrill Rashane?
Is she Republican or Democrat?
She's Republican.
I will vote for her. I'm going straight Republican.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County?
Over 30 years. I've had property here over 30 years.
Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation, and your opinion is very important to us.
Well, thank you, too. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You did good. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.